Blog Talk Radio.
Was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael Eric Cannon, and thank God for another day. Thankful to be able to talk and convey on this platform, Truth Ministry. So it's a blessing to be able to be here on another session of Truth on Blog Talk Radio. And so we'd like to welcome our LinkedIn connections, our Facebook friends, our Blog Talk friends, and our Twitter followers, and our Instagram followers to Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who layeth the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at thy voice, at the voice of thy thunder, they hastened away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. So we're so grateful to be alive in these last and evil days. So good to be here. What a blessing it is. As the Master himself said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So I'm so glad to be a representative of the truth, and so glad that I have been taught the truth. As St. Paul says when he wrote to the church, the Ephesian church at Ephesus, he said, the truth is in Jesus. And so what a blessing it is to know that. We want you to know, as we know from the Holy Scriptures, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So this is St. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, the Ephesian church, one of his Pauline epistles, one of his prison epistles, and it is dubbed that he wrote to the Gentiles. And so thank God we are fellow heirs, he said, of the same body. And thank God the body of Christ is his body, and Jesus Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. So it's a blessing to be able to be here on this late afternoon or early afternoon, depending on where you are. If you're on the East Coast, it's 5 p.m. If you're on the West Coast, we know that it's just past 2 p.m. or whatever time zone you're in, maybe Central, it may be just past 3 p.m. But anyway, we're glad to be here, and we know that time is short. And so now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. St. Paul, when he wrote to the church at Rome, the Roman church. And so it's just a blessing to be able to be here. So thank God for life, health, and strength. And as the writer Jeremiah says in Lamentations, is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. And he goes on to say, great is thy faithfulness. So it's a blessing to be here. And so I'm certainly glad to be here. And I can declare the word of the Lord, and I'm so grateful for the grace of God. And so God resisteth the proud, Peter said, but he gives grace unto the humble, James and Peter. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, James says, he shall lift you up. Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so we know we are in the last days. And this so-called hyper-faith movement, they try to tell you, oh, you just have to ask one time. No, we have to continually ask. As the master said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened. Matthew 7 and then Luke the 11th chapter. And he goes on to say, for everyone that asketh, E-T-H on the end, receiveth, the same thing. Him that seeketh findeth, him that knocketh it shall be opened. So it's a continual asking, a continual seeking, and a continual knocking, and you will get results, because we have to be persistent when it comes to God. And so I'm so grateful to be here, and thank God that I haven't been on in a little bit, but I'm always thinking of what is good to say and to put the word out there when I am on this particular platform. So I thank God that he's blessed me to be able to be in the church for 42 years. So I've been in here since August the 11th, 1976. So it's by the grace of God that I am here. And I was just even thinking, just reflecting back, like, because during that time when I got saved, they had there was this mysterious disease was killing people. At that time, it was called Legionnaire's disease. So there's always something going on, and you can remember, you can reflect, you know. And so we really thought thought. We believe God. We know that He is appearing, could be at any time, to take the church out of here. So in the meantime, during all that time, we baptized many people in the name of Jesus Christ. Many were filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. So we know hell itself doesn't want this message to be preached. So that's the blessing, because He came, the Son of Man, He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so sometimes you can get caught up in all the hype and all the emotion, as we used to say, even 15, 20 years ago. So many things are going on, but the crust of the whole message is Jesus had commissioned the disciples to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Luke, the 24th chapter, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So that's the message. And I mean, you can't, sometimes people, we can get off point, you can get off track, but somebody got to remember, that is what it's all about. It's not about us coming to church and having a good time, and even at our convention in Atlanta, just earlier this month, one of our former presiding bishops from Chicago stood up and said just that in one of the morning sessions. Like, it's not about us. It's about souls. So we can't, the devil himself would like for us to forget that. You know, people is into this blessing plan and all this foolishness. And I mean, God promised, if we seek him in his kingdom, he promised to provide for us. So we don't even have to worry about that. But we should be concerned, like he said in the 15th chapter of St. John, about fruit, and that our fruit may remain, and that is souls. Somebody prayed for us, so we shouldn't be so happy that we forget about that what the message is about is souls, bringing souls in and perfecting the souls that you have. So there, because we used to ask questions many years ago, what is the most important? Somebody getting saved or keeping the ones you got? They are equally as important. We brainstorm a lot of stuff. So now, and I'm retired, and so that is why sometimes I'll take a break. I'm not on my platform because I can leave at will because I'm free. I don't have to put in for no time off or nothing like that, but I thank God that I am here. And then, so this is the message of salvation is in my heart. And so my platform, truth. And so we're still in our series because we had began a series. We ended up with part 8 on last time. So today we're part 9, the Godhead, only believe series and the end time signs. So should you desire to call in if you have a question, or should you have a comment as pertaining to the subject that we are talking about, you are welcome. 929-477-2285. That is the call-in number, 929-477-2285. So we know that this is the last Tuesday of the month of August, August the 28th, 2018. So it is a great blessing to be here. So it's a blessing to have a mind to be saved. And so we have to keep our focus because we are in, when I say we, I'm talking about the church triumphant. So we're not at war, or we should not be at war or competition with one another, but the devil is the enemy. And so God is on our side. We are the church. We are his body. And so we have to do the work. Like Paul told Timothy, to do the work to do the work of an evangelist and to make full proof of the ministry. And he was saying, the time of my departure is at hand. He went on to say, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. And he went on to say, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And he went on to say, not for me only, but for them also, which love his appearing. So that's what it's about. And so whatever area that a child of God is gifted in, your gift is to give away. So whatever God has given, it's for the body. It's for the help of the body. And so it's not for us. So whatever ability, Peter said, use hospitality without grudging. As every man has received a gift, minister with the ability that God giveth, that God may be glorified. So it's about him. So we preach Christ. And so he is the Messiah. He is the one that Moses and the prophets did write about, and the Psalms concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. And so whatever his name is, whatever language you are in, so the children of Israel, the Israelites, initially was for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but the foreknowledge of God, he included other people, other nations, Gentiles. He said, Apostle Paul, who was the last apostle, said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We know he goes on in Romans 10 and 17, he let them know. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I just thank God that I'm able to have a little part in this ministry. And thank God for those who taught me, because you got to blow your own horn. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad I have a mind to do what is right. I don't want to be fooling around, going through the motions, and end up in the lake of fire with the devil and every nasty spirit, every abominable liar and unbeliever and adulterer and fornicator, and all of you know, all these folks are backstabbing each other and lying and doing all their wickedness that they're doing. They're gonna all end up together. So that, no, you got to be out of your mind. The want to be lost. Like I used to, when I did prison ministry, and 18 of the 20 years that I did prison ministry, I ministered to women. And I used to tell them, you know, how we say, people say, hell yeah, hell yes. And I said, you should be saying no to hell, because nobody in their right mind wants to go to hell. And Jesus did talk about that more than he talked about heaven. And he was saying, where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we know there's all kind of movements out, and in this so-called movement about there is no hell, which that is ridiculous, because if you're saying that, you know, the devil put that mess in somebody's mind to come up with some foolishness like that, that there is no hell, that's calling Jesus a liar, is what it is. That's the ultimate of unbelief. You don't believe it's a hell, so you're making up your own little foolishness, and y'all laughing, and you got people following you believing that, so you're calling the Lord a liar by saying there is no hell. How stupid is that? That's ridiculous. So that's the time we're living in, and so that's what he told us, that he didn't want us, when the Hebrew writer wrote, that we wouldn't fall in the same example of unbelief. And this is what happened to Israel. So the answer is in the Word of God. And so, I mean, we just have to be so careful. And then I thank Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost, he testified with many other words and exhorted, and he said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, take heed that no man deceive you. So I don't care who it is. So, I mean, sometimes people get offended. I don't care. I'm saving me. I'm not going to be under a Hitler. And I mean, that's the extreme to say that when I say I'm not going to be under a Hitler. Before I left Michigan to come to Florida, and what I mean is Hitler was a manipulator. So you got to be careful. So, you know, Peter told the children of God to don't be lords over God's heritage, but taking the oversight, not by constraint, but a willing, you know, a ready mind. And so we are just like our children. When you raise your children, you don't want to raise your household with a iron fist. You don't want them to be scared to come to you to talk to you. So that's what it is, even with leaders or the Lord. He don't want us to be scared. He wants us to come to him. He is our Father. So you just have to be so wise. But then you got some people just try to control people, and they're browbeating them. And the main thing some of these false teachers and preachers are doing is plaguing people for money. It's what they're doing. So they can, one preacher in Michigan bragging on he ain't how good he living. Yeah, at the expense of you fleecing the sheep. You fleece the sheep, he's no good. So I mean, we have to be so careful. So he says, the Lord was saying, wherefore the Holy Ghost saying, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. So this is a quote out of Hebrews in the third chapter, but it's actually referring back to the 95th Psalm. So he goes on to say, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. So I swear in my wrath, 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. And he goes on, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So that's the worst sin in the world, in the whole world, right there, unbelief. So he says, the Hebrew writer says, it's an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Wherefore, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. So that, and see, in the book of Isaiah, they taught us, pay very close attention to repetition. When he said, precept shall be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. So precept is a rule, and so you got to be very careful. So he says, for some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? A question, was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. And so he goes on to say, so we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. And so that's a full-time job, like we say, like they say in the educators say, our first project is ourself. So that is so very true. We have to watch and pray. We have to watch our own, because we want to be right. Nobody in their right mind want to be lost. And so you got to do that. And so, I mean, you can't, it's just so much going on, and you got to hold fast to the things which you are taught. So 2 John the 8th verse, he says, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. So I'm going to do that. I'm saving me. I'm fighting. Apostle Paul said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. And so, I mean, it's, you know, you got to do, you got to be where you should be to get what you need to get from God. And so that is a blessing to be able to do that. And so, again, welcome to Truth Ministry, and have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I want you to keep that at the forefront of your mind, be it if you're listening to this live broadcast or if you're listening to the show on demand. So again, I say, should you desire to call in, you can call in. You have a question, you have a comment, you are welcome to call Truth Ministry at 929-477-2285. That is 929-477-2285. So today we want to kind of, like I've said before, if anyone has been listening to some of the previous broadcasts that I've done, those eight parts before part nine on the day of the end times, and I made mention about how we always, it never really hit me, and like it did a few broadcasts ago, we always talk about when we were taught, we searched the scriptures that the end time signs in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 13th chapter of Mark, the 21st chapter of Luke, the 17th chapter of Luke. Then as we were going along, and then there are others, as St. Paul wrote to Timothy, who was a bishop, his son in the gospel, he was warning him of things to come. And then I was thinking, like, wow, John never wrote of end times. It hit me. Holy Ghost hit me. Oh, yes, he did. So that's why I refer back to these epistles of John. He wrote St. John. He wrote the first, second, and third epistle of John, and he also wrote the book of Revelation. And so today we're talking about the Apostle John said many antichrists are in the world way back in the time, at the time John was writing. And so on my title here, it is worse now. So little children, it is the last time. This is the scripture, 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So this is Apostle John. So many times we have to look at what he say, what he says when he writes. When he's saying we, he's not just saying I, John, but not just that, but the children of God who he's writing to, the leadership also, and the other apostles, because everything is in harmony. And so you got to look at that. And so we know the main ones. Luke was, he was not an apostle, but John and Peter and St. Paul were some of the main writers. Mostly St. Paul wrote, they say 14 Pauline epistles, they call. You know, some people say Hebrews he did, Hebrews he didn't. I don't argue that. I came to a conclusion a while back. I just say when I refer to the book of Hebrews, which is awesome book, I just say the Hebrew writer. So there, I mean, say what the Word of God says. I mean, it's you need less stress as possible. I'm not going to argue with nobody. Doctrinal points are good. You know, we talk about, I'm not afraid. And I'm serving God, and no man has a reward for me. So that's not taken away from anyone. But I've been sold out to the Lord for many years. I'm sold out to the one who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, the one who washed away my sins in his own blood. The one who is my keeper. He is my protector. He is the one that's coming back for me. He's coming back for the church. And I'm thinking, I'm thankful that I'm in the church. I had been sold out to all of those who taught me. They're gone. But I'm sold out to the one who saved me. And so that is no disrespect to anyone, because sometimes we got to be careful. We're serving God. Apostle Paul told us, don't be servants. Be ye not servants of men. So I'd like to say also, as I'm going on here, I don't want to forget, should you be in the South Florida area, if you've been listening, I relocated from Michigan to South Florida a year and a half ago, December of 2016. And then so I found the church where I'm at. It's one of the churches in the Florida District Council. So we have, our churches are in councils, the PAW churches. It's in the Florida District Council. It's called Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. That is Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069, where the pastor is Dr. Kevin Chanteloup. He is the bishop. He is the founder, and he is the senior pastor. And so I think that since the last time that I did my show, we have a new time for our Sunday morning worship, because we were worshiping at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, with the exception of the first Sunday. Our time was 7 p.m., but now we have a permanent time for every Sunday, where our worship time on Sunday morning is 7:30 a.m. Every Sunday morning, our worship time is 7:30 a.m. And then also, solution studies, we call it our Bible class, we call it solution studies. It's the first and third Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. And then the intercessory prayer is second and fourth Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. But again, I reiterate, our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday is 7:30 a.m. That is Vision Worship Center, 1071 North 31st Ave in Pompano Beach, Florida, where Dr. Kevin Chanteloup is pastor. He is the bishop, and he is the senior pastor and founder of Vision Worship Center. So you are welcome should you be in the South Florida area. So Pompano Beach is located in between West Palm Beach, and it's just north of Fort Lauderdale. So we also are north of Miami. So it's in South Florida. So like I said, Vision Worship Center, 1071 Northwest 31st Ave, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069, should you desire to worship. If you're in the South Florida area, you are welcome. May the Lord bless you. And so we're going on here as in our lesson with the time that we have left. So just so grateful and so thankful. And so we have to have the right spirit. We have to have the right attitude. And so I'm not just talking to my audience. I'm talking to me. I'm like Paul. He said, 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, he says, but I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means I preach to others and I myself be a castaway. So this is no joke. People think it's funny, but it ain't no joke. So, like they say, you better come on in this house, it's going to rain. You know, that was the message during Noah's day. And so, but it's God is not playing. And so we know that we're not hiding somewhere. We in a wicked world, and so much is going on, and people are fearful. And I mean, and God's weapons are the elements. I mean, so we're talking about end time signs, but God's weapons are the elements. I mean, one thing that it's, I mean, he doesn't need no atomic bomb. He doesn't need no nuclear war, although man, he's going to allow man to do these things. But God's weapons are the elements. So he can let it rain. He can let the fire burn. You know, it gets so hot, you can't take it. It gets so cold, you will freeze. You know, that's what the psalmist says. Who is able to stand before his cold? So we see what was going on in Hawaii. I mean, nothing they can do. And so that's what they say, underneath the earth, as it were, fire. I mean, that in the book of Job says that. So hell beneath is no joke. And you know, fire and brimstone. And so, I mean, that is, we got to be more wiser than to be conned by the adversary, who is the devil himself, with that dirty lie that came from the depths of hell, that there is no hell. That lie need to go back to hell where it came from, because there is a hell. So that is just pure ignorance. You can't be, that's foolishness. And that's what the Bible say. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. So as sure as there is a God, there is a heaven, there is a hell. We got a hell to miss. So nobody in their right mind wants to be lost. Nobody in their right mind want to be lost. And so we going on here. So he was talking about it's the last time. As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So folks are lying, you know, evil men, like Paul said, and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So I'm scripted, but I'm not scripted. So you see what's going on all over the world. That the White House, that ain't the only place they're lying and forgetting which lie they told. So you know, the book of Proverbs, I mean, the answer is in the word of God, and the judgment is in the word of God, too, because he says, by your words you will be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. In the 37th chapter of Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 36th and 37th verse, I believe it is, you know, you're going to be justified by your words, you're going to be condemned by your words. And so in the book of Proverbs, you're snared by your words, you're taken by your words. You see, one thing about a liar, because we used to hear things, we were little, yeah, habitual liar, habitual. So, yeah, that is, some people, it's a habit. They lying so much, it's a habit. They just in lying mode. And I mean, you've never saw such things before. And see, the devil is a master of deception. So I've never seen this kind of stuff in all my days where you're going to try to condemn somebody. So the lie is to try to so we know that the media does sensationalize. They want you to watch them. You heard it here, this, that, and the other. So, but the whole thing is not totally fake. So if the news is fake, and then that means the president in the White House, he's not the real president. He's not the president. If the news is fake, so I mean, you know how stupid that is. So you can't call them totally fake. That means, how did we hear about you? Through them. So, I mean, some stuff, all you have to do is think. You don't have to have a degree to think about. So, I mean, it's good not condemning that. We educate ourselves all the time. And so St. Paul was super bad. I mean, somebody said his degrees had degrees, but he said, I count all that dung that I might win Christ. So there's many doctors of the law, all kinds of people, even during Jesus' days, those were the ones who was fighting against him and condemning him. They thought they were so much that they knew so much. But he always knew. He didn't have to think about what to say. He knew what to say. He was God in flesh. He was Emmanuel, God with us. John said he was in the world, as I read on my intro in the first chapter of St. John. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I mean, you can't see. If you haven't been born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. You haven't been born of the water, born of water and of the Spirit. You can't enter in. Like he said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. So people, the scornful men of Israel, he had a rebuke for them because they thought they knew so much, you know. And so that's how it is today. See, God ain't going to have no roundtable discussion and call in all of his smart friends to figure out what to do. No, he knows what to do and when to do it. He's God. So that's, he needs no counsel. And so these last days, the Antichrist was already, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is Antichrist. This is what he had wrote. As we go on here, so these people are trying to discredit God, you know, saying that I heard somebody say one time at a funeral that this is heaven. Like, this man is out of his mind to make a statement like that. This is not heaven. So you can't. That's what the problem was during the earthly ministry of Jesus. People were following him for the benefits because of the fish and the loaves. So you got to watch your heart, realize the mission that he came to do, just like John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ had the same message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we talked about in previous broadcasts, so it's very important to be repetitious, to be redundant, because the days of Noah, the days of Lot are very important because you have the same scenario happening. I mean, you can look at other countries. There's so much renaissance going on. There's so much going on. Knowledge has increased. We didn't have this technology back even in the early 90s. You could not. There was no such thing as Google. Now you can Google, you got all kinds of information, you got Wikipedia, you got all of these search engines where you can find out information. I remember one time back in the early 90s, I thought this guy was, I thought he was off, really. I mean, like, man, are you serious? When he was talking about the Bible being on the web, because a lot of people didn't really get on line, as we used to call it back then. When I was working at General Motors, I took computer classes, and it's just introduction. And then you learn more after you finally got your own computer. So a lot of people didn't get online until the late 90s. So this is one of my fellow yokemen in the gospel in another state. He was talking about the Bible being online and all that. I'm thinking, like, what? To my side, he was absolutely right. So now, I mean, we got applications, we call them apps, all these apps on our phones. That is the fulfillment of the word of God in Daniel, knowledge shall be increased, or knowledge shall increase. And so, yes, we have all of that. And so you got good things, you got bad things, you got all kinds. I mean, live stream, YouTube video, Instagram video, Facebook Live. Periscope was the first, I think, YouTube. But then Periscope was one of the better, in my opinion, live stream apps, better than Facebook, because Facebook, everything is backwards. Your right hand is your left hand. You got something on, it's red backwards. Something on the wall is backwards. That's the platform of Periscope, who was started in 2015, March the 26th, 2015. Because I remember I went to the first anniversary of Periscope was in Las Vegas, Nevada. A group of us, we got together on that first anniversary in 2016 of Periscope. They called it Perry Union. We went to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we actually met people in person who we had been talking to each other on Periscope, which is a live stream platform. And so these things, I mean, you would have never thought. I mean, then now you got, you actually carrying, if you have a smartphone, you're carrying a computer in your pocket, in your purse, on your side, wherever, in your back pocket, front pocket, your holder that you got your phone in, wherever, you're carrying a computer with you. Anything you need, you can pay your bills, talk to people, you can talk, you can do FaceTime. You have other, you can do conference calls on Zoom. So these are proof, they're evidence, better word, that we are in the last days. So we talked about Noah, the days of Noah, it was violence in the land. You go back to the sixth chapter of Genesis. That's why Noah, but the Bible said Noah was perfect in his generation, and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God told him to build an ark. It had never rained. You go back in the first couple chapters of Genesis, there came up a mist from the ground and watered the whole face of the earth. It had never rained. They thought Noah was out of his mind when he built that ark. And so Peter goes on to say, so just like he said, he built that ark. God left it open for 7 days. He told him who to bring in, and God closed the door. And when God closes the door, he shutteth. That's why John bare witness in the book of the Revelation. He that shutteth and no man openeth. He that openeth and no man shutteth. God shut the door on that ark, and it was too late. In the 25th chapter of Matthew, the same thing. And the door was shut. At midnight, the cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. So what happened? It was so evil in the days of Noah, their imagination of man's thoughts and heart was only evil continually. There's one man God was pleased with during that time, and that was the seventh from Adam. They call him Enoch. He pleased God. He was translated that he should not see death. Hebrew writer bears witness of him. Before his translation, he had this testimony. The Hebrew writer says that he pleased God, and he goes on to say, without faith it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So with so much violence in the land, so we know the first murderer was Cain. He killed his brother Abel. And so this is what John right here, who we are talking about today, he is writing about end time things that goes on. And so sometimes we don't really bring things out. We may just read. And so that's why it's so good to go. I read through the Bible. I've been, for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been reading through every year. That's just on top of everything else that I do. Because you can meditate. Nobody can stop you from meditating. Like I've said, I mean, we went through some changes down through the years. You look at things that people do. But you can meditate, and nobody knows you're meditating because you don't know what's on somebody's mind. So you can always meditate all the time. Nobody can stop you. And so God will bless you if you do that, because His word is quick. The Hebrew writer says, which means it's alive, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder the dividing of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. His word, God's word, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that's not manifest in His sight. But the writer goes on to say, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And sometimes people do stuff and say stuff, and they get, so we have to watch our heart, because you got your intent. I mean, we try to, we manipulate people because we got a purpose. And so things that are said, and then so, but you come up with something what you want to do because you want to manipulate people. So we have to be careful, because the person you're trying to do that to, they remember everything that happens. You might not. So you got to be careful. So you got to watch. And then they get upset if you don't comply with their plan that they had. And so we just have to be careful. So he goes on here, he that committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is transgression of the law. So people are sinning more and more. I mean, these folks are lying. They used to take advantage of women, Hollywood, and see, the scripture says there's nothing hid that should not be revealed. And so that's another sign. And so what happened? These women they had enough. They came forward telling on people, naming folks out, and they had to go out in shame. You know, too many people. And so everybody's not lying on you. And then just like that Catholic Church, that foolishness that they were doing. I mean, the first lie is God never said that a man couldn't have a wife. That's up to you if you want to have a wife. Even St. Paul said that he'd know how to lead about a wife, a sister, but he chose not to. You can have a wife. Adam had a wife. Moses had a wife. Peter had a wife. All of the ones who wanted a wife, they had one. And many kings and all, they got in trouble because they had too many wives. But the point being, you ain't so holy that you can't have a wife. And, I mean, I was married for a long time. My wife passed away. But I can have a wife. That nobody is going to bind me when that time comes, before the Lord comes. The only criteria, he says, that you can be married to whom you will, only in the Lord. And so you got to be wise to look at people's characteristics and your compatibility, all those things people need to look at. But you're not barred. You're not barred from eating meat and all that stuff that these people are doing. You know, they're making it a commandment. Or you don't eat meat. Well, you don't. You know, you got to be wise. I'm not licking the salt shaker. You know, I'm just being a little over the top. But, I mean, too much salt is no good. Some people, just like my late father used to say, we'd be sitting down eating, and some people would grab the salt shaker. He said, you don't even know. You haven't even tasted the food yet. You don't know if you need some salt. So that's an enemy. You know, putting too much salt is not good. So you want to take care of your own self. You have better health. You add to your quality of health. If you try to eat right and get some exercise, you're helping yourself. But you can't make it a law about other people to do what you do. You know, you like black coffee? Good. Somebody else might want cream in their coffee. Can't make it a law. But that's how people do. So he goes on here. Whosoever committed sin transgress also the law, for sin is transgression of the law. So, you know, they're trying to shut these women up. You know, you ain't going to get nowhere in Hollywood unless you comply. Like, I had enough of that stuff. Like, away with you. Hey, come forth and told and got proof. You know, that nowadays you got cameras running, all kind of people doing video. I mean, I was in Texas one time. One of my brother-in-laws was saying that it was illegal for people to do video, which I don't know if he really got that right. Because, see, the whole point is, yeah, they would like for you not to do video because they're getting told on when you're on camera. And that's the way God is going to do. God has been doing that. Everybody, you're going to see yourself. Like I said to somebody at General Motors one time, guy used to go up and close the window, open the windows up in the wintertime in Michigan. And then so one time I said, was that you on the roof or was that your ghost? The guy got mad, wanted to fight me. But see, God got it all. He got a book of remembrance. So he goes on here, little children, let no man deceive you. No man. Ain't that the same thing that Jesus said in the Gospels? Yes, it is. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. So in other words, he's not going to be practicing sin. And so he goes on here, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So he goes on, here's what I wanted to get to. This is the message that we ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain. Remember I said Cain killed Abel, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him? A question. Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. So he goes on here, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So we should be serving. And so we know it was horrible. And it is, so it there it is now in this day, as in the days of Noah. So much violence. You get people are getting shot all the time, stabbing people, running over people with buses, cars, vans, whatever they can get their hands on, stabbing people. We're in a wicked, as Jesus said, and perverse generation. In the days of Lot, we know what was going on. God made marriage for a man and a woman, and it don't matter who don't like it. And these people, you know, sold out, and I mean those group of ministers that's kissing up to the president, Trump. I mean, I'm staying with God. I'm not going off, man. If I'm off, if I'm wrong, tell me. So God is no respecter of persons, as James says, Peter said when he was preaching at Cornelius' house, that he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable with him. So you can't marry another man, and you can't marry if you are a man. You can't marry another woman if you are a woman. It doesn't matter about the Supreme Court's ruling. God overrules that foolishness. He's letting man do what he wants because it's just in their heart, and all of this stuff is coming to pass. That shows you what a wicked world we are in. It is so much violence and hatred all in the land. Like this man that said his wife was missing, his two little girls, his pregnant wife, mind you. Then come to find out, he lied. You know, and then he's going to turn around, and like they said, the prosecutor said, well, we believe that's a lie. He tried to say his wife killed the girls, and he killed her. I mean, no lie is of the truth. So that's the kind of wicked world. And he's sitting in there being charged with all this, with stone-faced it. No remorse. Like, is he sorry? God knows. It sure don't look like it. So we're living in a wicked and perverse generation. And so you can't believe in Christ. You know, these folks are antichrist. Because, you know, it ain't no eat and drink for tomorrow we die. You know, wait till righteousness. Some have not the knowledge of the truth. St. Paul was saying. So we're living in such a wicked time. And so this is what we're endeavoring to do. So you never know. You can't. You better be, as a child of God, better have discernment. So because you don't know who you're dealing with sometimes. And I believe if we ask God and we listen to him, he won't let us be fooled by nobody. So thanks for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And as I said before, I say again, and that is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? God bless you. We'll talk to you on next time.
Thank you.